Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Inspired Fire podcast. My name is Chris and I'm your host. And today we are talking all about how to cut your expenses and start using that money to build your savings. So we're going to go over the different ways that I've seen and heard of and used to cut your expenses and make some more room in your monthly budget for you to achieve your other goals, such as savings, investing, or paying down other debt. So first of all, thank everybody for listening. And even though the episodes have not been coming out as consistent as I would like, every time I drop a new episode, everybody downloads and listens. So I really appreciate you guys sticking with me, and it's been a great journey up until now. I also wanna make sure you guys subscribe if you haven't. If you're new to the show, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And speaking about that, we do have an upcoming guest who is retired early, just recently, and you guys might know this person. They are prominent in the FIRE community, and I am going to be able to interview this person and get a good feel of how their early retirement has been up until now and what things that they want to share, you know, and their experiences for somebody who is just retired early. So I know it's a big transition, and I'm excited to see what they share on the show. So stay tuned for that. It should be coming in about a week or two. So again, subscribe if you haven't already. All right, so now jumping into the episode real quick, I just wanted to go over some ways that we can save and cut our expenses. I think that, you know, lifestyle creep and over time we kind of get used to certain expenses in the budget. I think they can build and just kind of recur monthly and you don't even realize, you don't really give it a second thought. And it actually came up because my friend came up to me and asked me to help him lower his expenses. He put together a nice budget or a nice Excel spreadsheet that came with about a few months of expenses, and we reviewed them, and you know, it was a good exercise. At the end, after a few weeks, I would say maybe a month, he was actually able to lower his monthly expenses probably around $400 a month. So $400 less that he has to spend a month, if not more, maybe $500. I didn't get the final number, but I knew he was on his way to reaching $400 or $500, if not already, and he could have already blown by that. So I was super excited. I could see the passion and the drive and the excitement that he had with every expense that he cut. And I want to talk about that because he didn't cut everything. He made some choices on whether he should cut certain subscriptions or not. And we talked through it, and it was a good exercise, I think, for the both of us. And I'm super happy. So I think that this exercise is something that we can all do. And it's really important because it provides you with more money for emergencies, for example. It provides you with the ability to increase your retirement savings, help you retire with a more comfortable nest egg. It can also help us in the FIRE community reach FIRE quicker. It'll also help us take advantage of opportunities such as real estate or stock market dips if we have more cash lying around. And lastly, it just provides us more peace of mind. So I wanted to hopefully make this episode so that you guys will motivate you guys to review your expenses and start looking at what you can do to maybe save and bring that lifestyle back down a little bit to where you're comfortable. It doesn't necessarily have to be to a very frugal extent, but you know, if you want to cut maybe one subscription, that's fine. If you want to do a huge overhaul and save $500 more a month, like my friend, that's fine too. I just wanted to motivate and inspire you guys to take a look at your recurring expenses the same way I did with my friend. So just for some perspective, every $100 that you are able to cut as a recurring expense is $30,000 less that you need to reach financial independence. So that is just amazing. So for example, my friend who cut $500 out of his monthly expenses, that's $150,000 less that he needs to in his investment savings or investment accounts to be financially independent. That's incredible. It's a lot easier to cut $100 off of your monthly expenses than to save $30,000 in your investments. So just some perspective there. I think it's just amazing how that works, but that's the power of financial independence math there. So anyways, again, my friend, he did about $500 a month less in expenses. He cut his storage, for example. He had a storage unit. I helped him take out everything he had there and close that storage unit. And we're going to get into some other strategies that he used. But another perspective here, just to show you how important that is those $500 a month is as if he got an immediate raise at his job of about $2 to $3 an hour. So it's probably actually a little bit more because that's after tax dollars. So maybe even $5. If you want an extra $5 an hour at your job, and you know, some people wait years to reach a raise of $5 an hour. You know, I know I've personally stuck around at a job for multiple years and getting only about a dollar raise every year. So $5 is significant in my perspective. So anyways, I'm excited to share some of these strategies with you. But before that, I do want to mention a new product that I've been trying called Magic Mind. And I mentioned in the previous episode, but I wanted to mention it again because I've been using it more consistently every day. And it's been helping me be more productive. It's been helping me focus. I noticed that after I take it within about an hour or so, I'm really focused. I have the energy. I don't have the jitters that coffee gives me. And what I like about it is it tastes great. It's matcha flavored and it's just a shot. So it's not a whole cup of coffee. I usually drink it refrigerated. And like I said, it's been something that I've been going to, leaning towards, and helping me pump out more content. I think it's actually a big reason why I've been more productive on this podcast and at work. So go ahead and try it out for yourself. You can check out the link in the description below. It's www.magicmind.co/inspire-to-fire. And you can actually get up to 56% off your subscription if you order within the next 10 days using my code inspire-to-fire. That's INSPIRETOFIRE. So go ahead and check it out. It's in the link in the description below. And see for yourself. But up to 56% off, I think that's a pretty good deal. So anyways, let's start with the first expense that I think, or the first step actually. So the first step I would say is tracking your spending. That's something that's critical. You can't know what's happening with your expenses if you're not tracking your expenses. So for this, I use Personal Capital. And again, I'm gonna leave a link in the description below. You get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up and you link an investment account of that has at least $1,000 within the first 30 days. So you'll get $20 Amazon gift card and I'll get a $20 Amazon gift card just for transparency there, you know, but you'll be helping the show and it's completely free. So go ahead and check it out. Once you link everything, you link your bank account, you link your credit cards, Personal Capital is gonna start tracking your expenses and categorizing it for you. So at the end of the month, usually it takes about a couple months for you to really see the data. But after the couple of months, you're going to really get an idea of what you're spending on, where you can cut, and what's going on. So it's the easiest way, and you don't have to mess with Excel if you don't want to. So I would recommend if you haven't already, try out Personal Capital and start tracking your spending so you know exactly where the money's going. So next step, I would start with big items, big line items. So home and car insurance would be someplace where I'd like to start. And that's where we started with my friend. So home insurance, for example, in Florida, there's a company called Kin and I use them and, you know, they helped me save on home insurance. But it's really all about shopping around. Don't be shy. Ask around, get quotes. Your phone might be blowing up for a couple days with insurances calling you, but at the end of the day, it can save you thousands of dollars on your home insurance. So that's the first place where I would start. And again, there's other things that you can do. There's a wind mitigation inspection that you can Google and see if that qualifies you to lower your home insurance by the type of windows that you may have. That's big and down here in Florida at least. So again, that's where I start. Shop around, and I think bundling your policies, maybe bundling your home and your car insurance, or increasing your deductibles, that might be something that's, again, it's helpful for the fire community. We tend to have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months, and that can be helpful because we can maybe increase those deductibles deductibles, and God forbid if something happens, it wouldn't be as devastating. So that's something to look into. I actually would start with that. And the next one is car insurance. There's, again, insurances are usually those recurring expenses that you can lower. A lot of times we're overinsured, and I think it's because we're thinking about our worst case scenario, but we're not thinking about it realistically. And it all depends on your risk tolerance. But a lot of times things that occur, again, especially being in the fire community, having that perspective of emergency funds, emergency savings, we can cover a deductible of, for example, $500 to $1,000 rather than having a plan with no deductible, as an example. So increasing those deductibles could help you reduce those rates, monthly rates. And another quick tip on the car insurance is, I know Geico, for example, offers safe driver classes or even defense driving courses that you can take. And it might be about $25, $50. I'm not exactly sure the price, but it's a small upfront cost. However, they do give you a significant discount on your premium. So might want to check that out as well. All right. And lastly, this is something that I recently did. So I drive a Toyota Corolla 2009 with 100,000 miles on it. And so it's not worth that much. And I recently went ahead and dropped full coverage from the insurance, car insurance, because at this point, if God forbid, again, something happens to the car, I'm willing to either go carless or get another used vehicle and simply pay out of pocket for that. So, you know, I've done the math and I feel confident that it's worth dropping that extra insurance at this point. I don't know, again, exactly which part of that insurance it is, but I know that I don't have maximum coverage on the vehicle anymore. And I also increased some of those deductibles to lower the rates or the premium. So anyways, take a look at that. If you have a used vehicle, maybe over 10 years old, over 100,000 miles, and you think you're comfortable with dropping some of that insurance, yeah, that's another possible savings route. All right, so now let's get into food. So for food, I think one of the biggest ways to reduce your food bill is, number one, if you have an Aldi nearby, I highly recommend Aldi. It's huge in the fire community, and you do have to get used to it a little bit. So I recommend bringing a quarter the first time you go shopping, and also bring some of your own bags and even possibly a couple of boxes, maybe in your trunk. But that's about it. I think after that, if you do those two things, you should have a decent experience at Aldi. They're not as helpful as other grocery stores. There's not a lot of employees, but the prices that you see there compared to other grocery stores is a significant difference. And you can really have a what they call an Aldi haul. Just load up your grocery, you know, your shopping cart with groceries, and walk out of there with maybe even less than $100 or maybe $100. I remember my wife and I used to go to Aldi's, and we used to pretty much get whatever our heart desires, and we didn't reach $100, which that time was pretty great. Now we kind of reach it because of inflation, and we have a third member of the family who eats a lot. Aldi's is a big saver, and if we can do our grocery shopping at Aldi's all the time, then we would. Sometimes we have to go to a different grocery store for specific items, but we keep that limited. And, you know, we try to stick to a list as much as you can. And we try to go there with a full stomach. So that way, the temptation to buy something that we shouldn't is minimized there. So those are some tips. I highly recommend that. That could probably shave you maybe $100 to $200 off your grocery bill, just like that, depending on where you shop now. So the next one that saved me a bunch of money is using a crock pot. And I actually got a crock pot from my grandmother. So it's an older crock pot, but it still works great. And I love it. I never cooked with it before. However, it's the easiest thing. You simply throw in a full chicken breast or whatever you want to cook, and you set it on low and you leave it there for about 6 to 8 hours. And come dinner time, everything is done. You know, you simply add whatever you want to add. Maybe you make some rice on the side, and there you go. You have yourself a home cooked meal. And it's huge for meal planning. It's huge for keeping your dining expenses to a minimum. And again, it's minimal work. You can set it and forget it and come back. And even if you come back in 9 hours rather than 7, it's still going to be fine. So yeah, I highly recommend, if you don't have a crock pot, take a look. It's a worthy investment. I think they're about $40-$50, you know, online, maybe less, maybe more, depending on which one you get. All right, so the next one here is limiting your alcohol and cutting some of the subscriptions that you may have. So let's start with the alcohol. This is one that is actually big for me. I like my beer, my craft beer, especially hazy IPAs. If anybody out there likes hazy IPAs, let me know as well. They're just great tasting, but they're a little bit more expensive. So and especially if you go out and you purchase alcohol while you're dining out, the bill can get a little bit more expensive. So I'm not telling you to not enjoy yourself when you go out to dinner, especially if it's a special occasion or whatever. You know, you can definitely have yourself your wine or anything like that. Do what you want to do. But I will say that if your goal is to reduce your expenses and you're looking for some easy ways, this is an easy way, which is instead of paying $12, $14 for a margarita, you can simply make it at home. And, you know, or you can purchase a margarita mixer and again, just enjoy it whenever you'd like. So I think that is one way that you can cut your alcohol expense. Cutting subscriptions is the next step here. And cable TV is one where my friend did decide he wanted to cut that expense. He didn't really watch cable TV that often. And he also looked into all the different platforms that he had, and he decided he may not need all of them. And I would say the same for anybody. You know, you take a look. If you have Hulu, YouTube Plus or Premium, Disney Plus, Netflix, Peacock, all these different subscriptions, take a look at which ones are you actually watching and which ones you actually value the most, and cut the others. So, and especially if you have cable TV and four different platforms, all premium, go ahead and review that and see what you're actually spending the most time watching. And you might want to cut the others. So those are some tips as well. Some of these subscriptions are about $10 to $20, so it's not going to move the needle that much, but anything helps, especially if it's a recurring monthly expense. All right, so now this section here is for your telephone and for your prescriptions. And I'm a pharmacist, so I do know a thing about saving on prescriptions. So let's start with the phone though. For the phone plan, I recommend everybody take a look at Mint Mobile. If you haven't heard it already, it's big in the FIRE community again, but Mint Mobile is pretty great. It leverages T-Mobile's network, and you can get unlimited everything for about $30 a month, which is much better than comparable plans with T-Mobile or Verizon. So I think it's definitely worthwhile. And again, this is an easy way to maybe save $30 to $50, maybe even $100 a month on your recurring cell phone, and you still get unlimited data, unlimited text, unlimited talk, all that. So check out Mint Mobile, and I am going to leave a link in the description below. So go ahead and check it out through there. And it's an affiliate link, so you will be helping the show again, but you'll get some perks as well, and it costs you nothing. So if you want to do me that favor, I'd appreciate it. But if not, go ahead and save yourself some money with Mint Mobile regardless. All right, so now going on to saving money with prescriptions. This is one that a lot of people don't know about, but it's GoodRx. If you haven't heard of it, it's an app, or you can also go to their website. Again, it's GoodRx, and it helps you save money on prescriptions. And it does that by giving you basically a cash price for the prescription, and it tells you where you can go, whether it's Walgreens, CVS, or Costco, wherever it is that's going to be the cheapest for you. So you just simply put in the prescription or the medication that you are checking, and the quantity, for example, 1 month supply and 3 month supply, and it'll tell you in your area what the prices are if you go to that pharmacy. And that's about it. So if you find yourself paying $100 a month for your prescriptions, go ahead and just check out what GoodRx may have to offer. And sometimes I've seen personally where people save hundreds of dollars a month by using GoodRx. Sometimes it's so much cheaper to go to Costco, for example, or Walmart. So it really doesn't make much sense. You may love CVS, but the price may be $100 cheaper by using Costco. I'm going to Costco after that, or Publix, or wherever. So anyways, take a look at that. I think it's worth it. And all you have to do after that, if you find out that your medication is cheaper, for example, at Walmart and you're using Walgreens, go ahead and go to Walmart, let them know you want to use this GoodRx coupon, and your prescriptions are at Walgreens. The pharmacist should call your Walgreens and transfer over your prescriptions and prepare that for you. So that's a little tip from behind the counter as, again, a pharmacist, pharmacist's experience there. I will say that the GoodRx coupon does not apply towards your deductible. So if you have a deductible of $1,000 that you're trying to reach for your family, using GoodRx is not going to get you there. So you do have to make that calculation and see if it's worth it for you. But I would definitely check it out. All right, so We're almost done here, but I wanted to add in a few more that I personally use to lower my expenses, and that's using points to travel. So that this is something that I personally use probably every 2 to 3 months. I go to New York and I pay for taxes, which ends up being about $30 for the flights, but I pay for it with points for the last at least 3 or 4 years. So this has been a huge saver for me, and I usually do this with a credit card. So signing up for different credit cards, for example, JetBlue or Delta cards, Chase, Sapphire cards, these cards will help you gain points, and then you can use those points or redeem those points for flights, hotels, and rental cars. And those are some big expenses that you can, they're not recurring monthly expenses unless you travel a lot, but again, they can help you stay on budget. And if you don't have to pay $500 for a flight, then that's extra money in your pocket, so why not? So I'm going to leave a couple links in the description below to some credit cards that I've used that have big bonus rewards and or big bonus first-time bonuses, I should say. And yeah, check them out. Do a little bit of research. See where you like to travel the most. If you, for example, I travel from Florida to New York, so I know that JetBlue and Delta are going to be my go-tos there, and they have been. I usually have an option of which one I'd like depending on the prices and how many points I have with each carrier, and I go from there. But it might be different for you. It might be United or American Airlines or Southwest. So there's a ton of information out there. Southwest has a companion pass, for example. So see where you like to travel, where you have been traveling the most, or where you want to be traveling the most to, and see which airlines go there and how you can start redeeming those points. So anyways, that could be a full podcast episode, but that is huge to save some money on travel, so that way you can live your best life and not have to spend as much. So that's about it for the tips. I hope this helps. I hope going through it one by one helps you eliminate. And if there's any that I missed, drop me a line, send me an email at questions@inspiredtofire.com, or you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram, inspire.to.fire. That's inspire period T-O period fire. And DM me, let me know if I missed any, but start with the big stuff like housing, transportation, and food, and then move over to like the smaller expenses and see what works for you. But I hope this inspires you to cut some of those expenses from your monthly recurring bills. Get anything that is not necessary out. That way you can start doing what you want to do with your money rather than just giving your money to companies that will gladly take it if you're not paying attention. So anyways, I hope these tricks and saving methods help you. And thank you so much for listening, and look forward to that next episode with my early retiree friend who is going to explain all about their experience retiring early. So anyways, until next time, thank you so much for listening.